Hello, and welcome to the Small Business University audio presentation of the month. This monthly CD web series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of teaching small business owners how to run profitable companies. Each month, a different national speaker or business owner shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. If you want to know someone's thoughts on a topic, you ask them, right? Well, that's exactly what Gordon Oberg did. He asked several business owners what was most important to them. Their answers were converting calls to cash, tightening up the ship, and new business opportunities. Well, guess what? That's exactly what Gordon is going to cover in this presentation. Gordon Oberg is the owner of Go Consulting and is a member of Business Coaches LLC. He has long-term expertise as an owner, manager, and sales representative. Gordon has more than 20 years' experience in the contracting industry and at the HVAC distribution level, as well as 12-plus years as a business consultant in the retail service industries of auto repair, builder development, electrical, HVAC, landscape, marine retail, and plumbing. Gordon has a BSBA in marketing from the University of Denver and makes his services available to the public via Business Coaches LLC. Now sit back, relax, and let's listen to what Gordon has to say.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. I never know what time it is when you are listening to this CD, so I started out my CD by that presentation. I also entitled this CD, Three Business Circles. Actually, it could have been entitled Running Around in Circles. So I called two of my friends in the business. One is Alan Ferguson from Omega Plumbing in Sydney, Australia. And I said, Alan, if you were to listen to someone speak for 30 minutes, what subject would you like them to speak on? And he told me that he would like to hear something about converting calls into cash. The second person I called was Mike Stenberg from Dr. Schrenk in Manistee, Michigan. And Mike said that he would like to talk about tightening up the ship and new business opportunities. So those are the three circles we're going to talk about this morning, or this afternoon, or this evening. Contacts to cash, tightening up the ship, and new business opportunities. The first circle, the contact. It all starts with an inbound or an outbound contact. That does require, though, a person. Over the years, I have observed very few companies put their very best person in this frontline position. Usually, it is one of their lowest paid people. Whereas it should be a person with a great phone voice and someone who is multitasking, as well as very familiar with how to screen, direct, and handle all types of calls. There's also a message, and that message should be one that is consistent with the mission statement of your company. The mission statement that answers the question of why customers want to do business with your company. There's also a conversion. Each contact, each phone conversation has a conversion rate. Let's say that you have received 100 phone calls, and those folks are interested or requesting a product or a service that your company offers. Naturally, you would want to convert 100% of them into a booked sales or a service lead. That is not too realistic, though. I would suggest a conversion rate of 40% in the beginning, and that would be very acceptable. Think of the consequences of that statement. If you know your sales closing rate, your average sale in dollars, your average service ticket, you can very easily determine just how valuable the conversion rate of each contact is for your company. And then there's a process. The process is what your company goes through on each and every contact. So many companies just put a person on the phone, provide very little input as to what they should say, how they should handle the incoming calls, etc. I would strongly suggest that your company develop a telephone script for each person or persons that are responsible for answering the phone. That is the only way you as an owner can be assured that your company phone calls are being answered the same way, in the same manner, tone, etc., each and every time. And yes, it would be a good idea for you to have a mystery customer Call your company from time to time and evaluate how your phones are being answered. It is highly improbable or next to impossible that you can achieve the results you desire unless your company provides the training necessary to ensure that your new and current customers' requests are being handled properly. I would suggest that your company provide 144 hours of training per year per employee in each and every facet of your business. The companies that invest, that is a key word, invest, in that amount of training per year per employee are the ones that have the most successful, efficient, and productive operations. Even after you provide the script and the training, etc., it is very important to have a consistent follow-up system or process for every sales lead, service call, customer request, completed job, etc. Of course, if everyone does their job well and according to your high company standards, you will have a very high customer satisfaction rating, and those are the attaboys that you let your employees know about as a positive way of telling them that the customers appreciate the job they did. However, what you are really looking for as a company is the customer dissatisfaction rating. It will probably be in the rate of 2 to 5%. Those are the customers you need to reach out to and do everything possible to ensure that the customer was satisfied. The result is what everyone is looking for from the contact. When you have a sales lead, it would be nice to think that you could sell every one. We all know that is not going to happen. What is and should happen, though, is that your closing rate will vary by the type of lead. If your leads are coming from your customer base, you should close between 40 and 60%. If your leads are coming from your customer referrals, it would also be in that same range, 40 to 60%. However, if your leads are coming from direct mail, yellow page, or newspaper advertising, etc., the closing rate will be much lower as those leads basically are new customers and will be in the 20% range. And these leads are the most costly, upwards of $275 or more a lead. Referrals are, without a doubt, the best type of lead. Someone has recommended you and your company. There is an old saying, your reputation has preceded you. How true. The person that referred you did so not because they were going to receive something from you. They did so because they wanted to refer you. And referrals are something that will help you build your business on a solid rock base, not a sinking sand base. Referrals are something that you earn and can only be asked for. After the job is done and the customer is completely and 100% satisfied, not before. It goes without saying, but I am going to say it anyway, that referrals are the best way to build and retain your business. Satisfied customers are what all companies are looking for. Over the years, I have observed companies that think they have 100% customer satisfaction, when in essence they have nothing close to that amount. The customers that call you and complain are the easy ones to take care of. The customers that are difficult are the ones that don't call you. They just go elsewhere. And you never know why, the reason that they left. Hint, I can share with you that the reason they left was because of the experience they had with your company. We will talk more about that a little later in this presentation. The next circle is circle number 2, entitled Tightening Up the Ship. When we talk about this subject, we are talking about tuning up your company, or in some cases, it might be a complete makeover. You have to know the numbers. You may have heard this expression before. When all the conversations, discussions, and opinions are over and done, the facts are what remain. That is why it's important to know what to measure. Knowing what to measure is broken down into the three major areas of your company: sales, operations, and accounting. Sales is where the process starts. You have leads that turn into book sales, and book sales are what your company needs to ensure that will have adequate sales to carry the company forward. As a guideline, your book sales should be 20% greater than your billed sales per month. Otherwise, you'll be eating into your backlog of work and will soon be wondering why you didn't have jobs to send your employees to each day. You should know your average book sales in dollars per salesperson. The average book sale will vary by the type of sales you have. If you have new construction sales, the average sale will be higher than if you have replacement or retrofit sales. In any event, you should always be striving for $1 million to $1.5 million or more per salesperson. The reason? A salesperson wants to earn a good living. At a rate of a 5% commission to sales, a salesperson that sells $1 million to $1.5 million would be earning $50,000 to $75,000 a year in commissions. And yes, you should know the profitability of each salesperson's sales. However, that is a whole other question. On the operations side of knowing what to measure, I would suggest that you focus on the direct labor side, that is knowing billed hours per paid hour, as that is probably the best definition of productivity. A goal to strive for would be 100%, not too realistic, but obtainable depending on the way you measure things. A more realistic goal would be in the 80 to 90% range. As a minimum, that stated simply means that if you pay a person 8 hours a day, they should be billing 6.4 hours or more per day. Another way to look at the operations side of the business is to look at the profit and loss statement and see what percentage your direct labor is to sales. Depending on the type of business you are in, it will range from 8% to 20%. If it is more than 20%, your company has some real productivity issues. On the accounting side of the business, there are a multitude of ratios, percents, and factors that are available and should be known. Some of the most basic are sales in dollars compared to the same period as last year and year to date. Gross profit percentage for the current period compared to the same period last year and year to date. Also, overhead dollars for the current period compared to the same period last year and year to date. And the result of net profit dollars for the current period compared to the same period last year and year to date. Remember this very important statement. You cannot spend percentages. You can only spend dollars. So pay particular attention to the dollars on your profit and loss statement. Your company should have daily, weekly, and monthly KPIs, or key performance indicators, in place. Keep it simple, as it is very easy to get inundated with too many facts. There is an acronym that goes like this, KISS. No, that's not the rock band. It stands for Keep It Simple Stupid. I used to work for a company that was billing about $38 million per year. The owner of that company wanted to know only four things on a daily basis. How many dollars he invoiced for that day, the total of the receivable dollars, the total of the payable dollars, and how many dollars were in the company bank account. It is suggested that you begin by measuring the three most important figures to you on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. Once you get those figures down, then you can expand or change them at will, depending on what you feel you need to look at on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis. Please keep this next comment in mind. The comment is that when you look at your monthly profit and loss statement, balance sheet, and are trying to figure out how your company is doing, it is like driving your car forward by looking in the rearview mirror. This information is important, but you need to develop a way to look forward from that information in your profit and loss statement. The numbers you can look at in your company are what has happened in the past. The question becomes, what are they? What should they be, and what steps can you take to surpass your goals? Your company is always moving in some direction. It is not static. If it is standing still, it is probably going backward, as inflation is taking a silent toll in your position. A goal should be to move forward in a sustainable, profitable way. If you grow too fast, you will be in trouble as you outgrow your ability to fund the growth. That means you will either have to put more personal money in the company or borrow money, which is going to increase your cost of doing business or grow from profits. That is the best way. A suggested rate of company growth would be 15% per year. If you grow at 15%, you can grow your company through company profits. Any more growth than that will require more funds in some manner, way, shape, or form. If your numbers are decreasing, you will need to take drastic action to keep everything in line, or you will soon be burning up your available cash position. It is important to take action on a daily basis based on your company's needs. If you would ask yourself, what is the most important thing I can do today in the running of my company, you could come up with many different answers. I'm going to suggest that you have key reporting managers one for sales, one for operations, and one for accounting. Each one of them needs to have their daily, weekly, and monthly KPIs. As a minimum, as an owner, you should be meeting with them on a monthly basis, whether it be on the telephone, on a conference, or a face-to-face table meeting. You should also know what each one of your key managers is working on in their respective area. In order to keep your company position moving forward, keep in mind that your company is a dynamic thing, not static and changing all the time. When you are a small company, the owner wears all the hats. When the company grows, more people come on board and take over those hats. Be wary of those folks that have an agenda or are on a power struggle and want to operate as if they are on an island of their own. One of the goals of your company should be to work at developing its daily operation so that you as an owner do not need to be there in order for it to succeed in the marketplace. Your key people speak for you. It is as if you have duplicated or cloned yourself. Yes, you will have to have a presence in your company or your market, as your customers will want to know that you are still the captain of the ship and determining the experience that your customers have with your company in each and every way. Each and every one of your company employees represents your entire company at some point or other in the way that they interact with your customer base. It is a much better scenario if the horses are all pulling the wagon in the same direction, or the folks rowing the boat all have their oars in the water at the same time and are rowing in the same direction and proper cadence and rhythm. I have often said that there's no company problem that cannot be solved if everyone gets their thinking processes together and comes up with the necessary solutions. There are many key factors you could use in the daily operation of your business. Here are a couple of my favorites. Number one is multiples of 10. This is the first one I like, as it tells you a lot about how your company is operating. Let's say, for an example, that you want to have a company that does $3 million in business each year. I would suggest that if your company is operating on all cylinders, that it has $300,000 in the bank with all the bills paid and $300,000 in good receivables. Notice I said good receivables. With nothing over 90 days and only 5 to 10% compared to the total receivables at that. The multiples of 10 would indicate that if you multiply your cash position by 10, it would coincide with the $3 million pace your company is on. Likewise, if you multiply your good receivables by that same factor of 10, it would also indicate that your company is running on all cylinders or a $3 million sales pace. Anything less than these factors indicate that your company is not as efficient as it could be or is struggling with sales, cash flow, etc. Another key factor I like to use is one that is called throughput. Throughput is defined as your total company sales divided by your total full-time equivalent employees. Say, for an example, your company is doing $2 million in acceptable, profitable volume, and you have 20 full-time equivalent employees. Your throughput would be $2 million divided by 20, or $100,000 per employee. I can assure you that at a throughput of $100,000, you will be struggling. A much better throughput figure would be $130,000 and above. As your company gets more efficient, has the right people on board in the right seat, is in the right market, and you begin to embrace technology, your throughput will continue to improve to exceed $200,000 and approach $1 million. Yes, that is possible, but it is very industry dependent, so please be aware of what the standards are for your given industry. There are certain key financial facts you need to know about your business and how it is operating. One of the best things I can suggest is that you meet with your accountant and ask him or her, what key financial facts should I, as an owner, be looking for in the daily operation of my business? One of the goals of your accountant should be to be an overseer, not a daily doer. That is, your company should be operationally set up and staffed so that you need your accountant on a monthly, quarterly, semi-annually, or annual basis only, and not someone that takes your daily information and sends you a profit and loss statement or balance sheet to tell you how you are doing. The third circle is new business opportunities, and they are sure to come your way. especially as your cash flow continues to improve and it seems that you can do nothing wrong. However, I would caution you to do one thing at a time. If you are in the painting business, or if you are a landscaper, an electrician, a roofer, a plumber, an HVAC contractor, an auto mechanic, a restaurant, a residential builder, a commercial builder, stay focused and be the best that you can be. It's easy to get distracted when times are good. You will find yourself pulled many directions by a variety of circumstances, people, situations. Don't be tempted to get involved in other things and lose the focus on what made and has kept you successful. Do what you do best and do it again and again, the same way over and over. One of the paradigms of a successful business is that it has consistency. Consistency in the way it answers the phone, the way its trucks look, the appearance of its people, its systems and processes, its customer satisfaction index, its customer referrals, the products and services it brings to the marketplace, the customer referrals it receives, the reputation that precedes your company, as that is the company that the customers want to do business and where employees want to work. One of the questions you'll also need to ask is, does it make sense? You will be tempted to diversify. That's okay to think about, but be very careful. Many businesses have failed because they ventured into marketplaces where they have little or no experience, no vision, mission, management team, proper product supply lines, territories. Rather than being a cash cow, these diversions become a cash eater, so be careful. There are some complementary aspects of your business, and they can be thought of in this way. Peg legs and stools. No, we're not talking about Pirates of the Caribbean here. We're talking about one-legged businesses. If you have a successful business that is probably one-legged or does something very well, as an example, it has the best pizza in town, the best pie, the best bread, the best auto repair service, the best AC service, the best electrical service. In order for you to have a stool, think of your business as a stool with three legs. As an example, if you are an HVAC dealer, think about merging with or acquiring an electrical and plumbing company. If you are an electrical company, think about acquiring an audio, video, and an alternative energy company. Then you will have three legs under your stool. A good way to give your company profitability is to grow it vertically. Grow it horizontally, and it'll grow in a stable manner. There's another aspect of looking for new business opportunities that's been one of my favorites over the years. It has been said that if you listen to your customers, they will tell you what they want to buy, when they want to buy it, how much they want to pay for it. What I have learned is that if the customer base during this process brings up a question like this, do you offer? 4 to 6 times, then it would behoove your company to evaluate that product or service offering. Granted, sometimes after a thorough evaluation, you have to say no. That is something we don't offer as it is not consistent with our business plan. However, please contact XYZ Company as I understand that they do offer that product or service. In that way, you would demonstrate that you do care about the customer and his or her needs. You cannot be everything to everyone. If you do decide to pursue a new business opportunity, it will be very beneficial if you would run the concept by at least 3 of your most trusted friends or advisors. Usually, if you present your concept in that way, you will get varying opinions and a range of ideas that you might not have thought of during your thinking process. Most importantly, if you decide to proceed, you need to have a plan. That plan should include a vision statement, a mission statement, at least 7 measurable objectives, a 7-line item strategy for accomplishing those objectives, and a plan as to how you're going to put everything together. In addition, you need to have performance benchmarks along the way that will allow you to evaluate, and evaluate some more exactly what it is you are trying to achieve, where you are in that process, what you need to do, when you need to do it, how you're going to do it. Think of it this way, by using the acronym 5 P's, planning, production, pricing, promotion, and people. Yes, you need all five. Finally, I would suggest that you join a mentoring group of business people. They do not need to be in the same type of business that you are. Some should be smaller in volume. Some should be the same size. Some should be larger. Each of them will have the same two common problems to all businesses: organization and communication, and all of them should want to be successful. You might be wondering why I entitled this presentation Three Business Circles. Well, think of it this way. If you were to take every process in your company and on an individual basis draw a circle around each and every one, you would have a piece of paper in which there would be hundreds of circles represented. Now take all those circles and have them blend into one all-encompassing circle. If that were to happen, you would have a company that have all the processes absolutely integrated into one another, and have a company that would operate in a perfect world, offering the best products, services, with no room for competition in your market. However, that is not going to happen. So I chose three circles to represent this concept, and the small area where they integrated together is where the best products, services were offered, and the competition was not able to penetrate. It is an area where your company meets your customers' needs in such a way that your competition can't. Now go sell something, as nothing gets done unless something is sold. Thanks for listening.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 800-432-7963. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 800-432-7963. The Small Business University audio series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.